freshly revived from a sexual experience and a twat burger. Back with you again, Dave Rabbit, your disc jockey, and my studio engineer, Pete Sadler. Opening up the second half of our program with a song called Dead on Arrival, done by Blood Rock 2. Heavy sound.
Something in They're coming to take me away.
Life is happy all the time, and everyone goes 69. From the gigantic 69, Vietnam's only psychedelic FM stereo multiplex station, James Gang. STOP, which can mean stop or state tax on pussy. Special message for all you people out there that are going downtown. Oh, you are already downtown already. The word is that the OSI is out there heavy tonight. So, you worshipers of speed and the weed, be sure and take care. We don't need any of our brothers or sisters in jail. That was a little special, by the way. Just brought in from the hot little hands of my studio engineer, Pete, baby. He's going back out now again to see if he can't dig up some more on-the-scene spots that we can give to you. I know that you're all really interested in some of this crap that we're reading out tonight, but it may save a couple of you, and if we can save a couple, then our purpose has been fulfilled. Oh, wow. Isn't this a groovy ending, though? Really? These are the only motherfuckers I know that can play four chords and make it last 5 minutes and sound good. Heard a longer motherfucking song than this?
Right on, brother.
If they can dig it, we can dig it. Tiptoe through the tulips, we will tiptoe together, 69 all the time. Eat me and it is so fine. Ah. Would you believe, Pete, we're coming to the end of the song? Fantastic. Here's another Dave Rabbit philosophy. Candy is sweet, but pussy won't rot your teeth. I'm not saying Vietnamese pussy, that is. American pussy won't rot your teeth. And now here's one of our most requested commercials tonight. Our hitchhiker commercial. Listen closely and take heed.
Say, do you have advantage of a Jeep, pickup, or deuce and a half?
No.
Do you get to drive where you want to go?
Fuck no.
Well, here's something to think about.
Okay.
Have you ever seen some troop trudging along the roadside and thought about giving him a lift?
Many times.
Don't.
Why?
Instead, run the son of a bitch over.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, what are they gonna do? Send you to Vietnam?
Ha ha. Fooled you, sister. They already did. Ha ha. Right on, as Pete would say. Oh, wow. On the opposite side, we heard from a group called Cactus. Here we are again. Feels so good. And the hits just keep on coming. Cooking with the Big 6-9.
Today, the Base Exchange has received a new shipment of items to really blow your mind. Mr. Pumplight told us today that the BX now has in stock the following non-rationed items for all you swinging first-termers here in the Republic of Vietnam.
This is a fucking joke.
LSD, marijuana, goofballs, red eyes, glass, incense. And for those of you who are just starting out,
airplane glue.
Yes, take advantage of the big savings at the BX on these fantastic new items. Stock up now and avoid the rush. Remember,
the money you spend at the BX is eventually returned to you in other fun ways.
This is a fucking joke. Wow, really. Dedication. This one goes out to the WAF squadron here at Tonsonute.
See me.
Feel me. Touch me. Fuck me.
See me. Feel me. Touch me. Feel me. See me.
By the way, this is also from the rock opera Tommy. Touch Me, Fuck Me by The Who from the rock opera Tommy. And here's a dedication to the lifers around the Republic of Vietnam who during the day act establishment and at night turn into swingers. Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix. cooking with the number one soul man, Jim Hendrix.
Mission Impossible. Be sure to watch our Vietnam television network tomorrow night at 10 p.m. as another exciting adventure of the lifers' attempt to solicit reenlistments in the Air Force is foiled again. Tomorrow night's adventure stars Chief Master Sergeant McIntosh as a reenlistment official and our hero, Buck Sergeant Pete Sadler, as a reluctant first-termer.
Kill him, Pete.
Yes, it will be another great adventure and hilarious night with the lifers and the first-termers. And these episodes just go to show that to try to get first-termers to re-enlist in the Air Force is truly
Mission Impossible. Be sure to watch tomorrow night for Pete. He's going to be on there doing his thing and ejaculating on 50,000 lifers. By the way, Pete, what do you say about that?
Right on, brother.
Right on, Pete.
Oh, wow. Okay, we got a little time before this next one zips up to his high standard of living, if that's the correct words. Steppenwolf, don't step on the grass, Sam. Excuse me, I've got to light up. And the hits just keep on coming.
Don't step on the grass, Sam. clothes, the rights to things you have no right to do. Just as soon as you are gone, help us start to climb. Please don't stay around too long, you're wasting precious time.
What a waste of good grass. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
And now, breathing heavy sounds your way from the Big 69, the only stereo psychedelic multiplex station in the Republic of Vietnam. Heavy sounds continue. Three Dog Night. Chest Fever.
Oh,
Chest Fever, Three Dog Night. Well, it's time for Radio First Termer's answer to the American Forces Vietnamese Network Chicken Man series. Tonight's story, Short Time.
When fall rolls around, a GI's thoughts normally turn to the great American sports of football and sex, not necessarily in that order. Here in Vietnam, a good roll in the hay is always uppermost in the minds of the GI's who have long ago forgotten what really nice girls look like. For the new troop in Vietnam, the charm of Oriental women always seems to provide the compelling need to sample the local merchandise. However, the first time that the new trooper ventures out into the streets of the local village, it's best to take along a buddy to advise you and assist in the selection of your first short time in country. As our story opens, we find our two heavy-chested GIs discussing the merchandise to be leased. The new troop seems to feel that the cost is just a bit high.
I don't think so. It'd be kind of expensive for that much weight.
The girl in question, however, assures the new trooper that in time she'll begin to look much better. The trooper, rather skeptical at this point, inquires how long.
Maybe 3 months after 3 months.
Yeah.
The new trooper, by now realizing that the pickings are poor everywhere, resigns himself to his fate and begins the tedious task of reaching a monetary agreement with his bed partner-to-be. The sweet young thing advises him that the charges will be based on the size of his tool, and the trooper and his buddy set about computing the cost.
5 pounds, 3 ounces.
Wouldn't be.
So actually it would be in the 6 pound category. For 8 ounces to 1 pound, you pay on each extra pound.
26 times 80, 240.
After getting a look at the trooper's bulky penetrator, the girl with fear in her eyes comments,
"You scare me."
To which the GI replies, "At this point, a thought suddenly occurs to the trooper as he asks,
so what form of money do we use? Do you have an account? Money order?"
And being conditioned to stateside living with its many taxes, he also inquires,
"Do they have some sort of a surtax or not surtax, but, you know,
I don't think so.
Customs or something?
We don't pay taxes over here."
Good. Okay.
Shortly, however, our young trooper is happily rolling around in the sack. But before long, he encounters a problem as he climbs aboard the sweet young thing and prepares to penetrate.
Okay.
See, no show now. You show me where. Where? Now show me where. See? Look.
Good, good. Oh, you know what?
11.
You don't have.
Our story takes a strange twist at this point as we find that the young prostitute enjoyed the trooper to such an extent that she insisted on paying him. But a true gentleman, however, our young GI handles the situation this way.
You gave me $10 and... So now, after ordering all this and
getting 21 cents back.
It's okay.
The young charming girl, however, feels that his generosity is not required and calmly replies,
"It's okay, I don't care, but I thought somebody said."
Impressed by her charming attitude, the satisfied GI, beyond all expectations, already is planning another trip to town in an effort to secure this same girl in the future. And he inquires how he might be certain to get her the next time.
What's your number, 11485? Your box number, 11485?
Another happy customer leaves his heart behind as he waves goodbye to his newfound love, and tearfully she calls after him as he exits the door.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You have a good job.
You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action.
And my thanks to my underground personnel.
To duty.
You have found certain keys to certain locks at headquarters 7th Air Force Tonsonute and procured this item through Midnight Supply.